My name is Jessica. I am 17 years old. Today is December 2nd. I'm speaking with Chris Ruth, who is my father. We are in Virginia, Middleburg, Virginia.
My name is Chris Ruth. I am 49 years old. Today is December 2nd. I'm speaking with Jessica Meeks, who is my daughter. We're recording in Middleburg, Virginia.
So, first question, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was withdrawn. I did have a few close friends. Wasn't the best childhood, but I survived.
Tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life. If they are here, what would you say to them?
My very first caseworker, Karen Hook. I do tell her all the time how much I appreciate what she's done for me and how important she is still to this day in my life. Several of my teachers in junior high school, Mrs. Cochran and Miss Barron, I would tell them about just the influence they've had on me, and still to this day they do.
That's sweet. That's your caseworker, the lady you went and had coffee with?
Mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania?
That's the one you want us to meet?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Getting married. Yeah, getting married.
Do you have any regrets?
Oh, a lot. I have a lot of regrets. Not paying attention in school. Not getting the grades that I know I could have.
So if you would have gotten the grades you wanted to, what would you have done?
Probably been an engineer or a draftsman. Yeah.
Describe your marriage proposal.
I didn't propose. She proposed to me. She got custody of the kids, and we couldn't live together. And I said, what are we going to do? And she said, let's get married. I said, okay.
Mom was kind of like that.
Yeah, she was.
How has being a parent changed you?
Oh, my.
Because you didn't have us until you were... You didn't meet us until you were how old?
44, I guess. 44,
yeah.
Oh, my. I've had to learn to share my money. I'm used to being able to do what I want, when I want, and I can't do that anymore. So I've had to learn to become a little less selfish. That's hard sometimes.
I remember all the time you used to joke because you never had any cash in your pocket. It was always in Mom's pocket. But she never had any cash in hers either because she would spend it.
Or she'd hoard it from me. She'd hide it. Yeah, your mom should like hiding money from me because she knew I'd spend it. Ooh, look, we got $20. Let's go. Hey.
What are your wishes for me?
To be happy, to be successful in whatever you do, whatever you choose to do. If it's owning a bakery, I hope it's a successful bakery. And I just hope that you're happy, whatever you choose to do. That's all. Just want you to be happy.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Horrible. I wasn't close to my dad. I'd see him maybe twice a year. He was a drunk. Never had time for his kids. My mom, emotionally distant. I mean, she was physically there, but never emotionally. I mean, we got everything we wanted and needed, except for love. And I haven't talked to my mom in, 2 years now? Something like that. So we're still emotionally distant. She never wanted kids. And she always made that clear.
I could tell that when we saw her that one time, because mm-hmm. we've only met her once, mm-hmm. and I could tell she doesn't really do well in social situations either.
Oh, well, she does when she's at, like, the VFW or the Eagle Club.
AKA when she has alcohol on her system.
Yeah, when she has alcohol. Well, she has a few close friends in Florida, but, you know, they're party buddies. You know, they drink a lot, but my mom's a functioning alcoholic. Yeah, she was never meant to be a mother.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No. No. Not a chance. They're just horrible years. I'm sorry for anybody. It's such a learning experience and so emotional and, you know, the hormones and all that. Not figuring out who you are or what you want. And
especially the kids that have parents that don't let them figure out who they are and have such strict rules. Because you're very lenient with us. You let us be who we are.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of parents that don't let their kids do that.
I mean, you're free-thinking people. You have your own ideas and dreams and goals, and who am I to say no or stop that, behave? You know, well, I do that, but, you know, you got your own goals and ideas, so. And that's what every parent should do.
Okay, last question. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Oh, there were so many. Drink, do drugs. A lot. A lot. I would say that's it, because it affected my motivation. It affected my dreams and my goals. I thought I was always going to be a pothead. But then that doesn't pay in life, and I figured that out the hard way and way too late in life. So that's my biggest regret.
Okay, we're done now.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. I managed.